Today, as we celebrate Mother's Day, the basket of beautiful spring flowers on the baptismal font is given to the glory of God with love and appreciation for all mothers near and far. The flowers on the communion table are given in thanks to God for the caring support, peaceful hearts, and loving presence that Kevin Butler and Jim McPhee shared with the St. Matthew's Faith Community. Jim and Kevin, our love goes with you as you move to New Hampshire.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Jinu Chan. I'm the lead pastor of this wonderful community of faith. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You see, it's a great day that we acknowledge our mother's love and their care. At the same time, I would like to invite you to join me in remembering those who cannot be happy on this day for various reasons. Maybe it's the first Mother's Day after they lost their mother, or mothers who lost their children. So let us pray for them. So we are sending you, if it's you, we're sending you our sincere heart, you know, with a big hug. May God, our God, give us the joy of Mother's Day and also comfort on this day. Let us worship God with all our hearts, minds, and souls.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Mama, we come to you this morning recognizing that you are so much more than a mother or a father. God, we confess that you are the one who gave birth to all of creation. You created everything that ever existed from the very beginning to this very moment. Your DNA is implanted in each rock, each tree, each drop of water, in every human heart and all of creation. Mama God, that DNA is a piece of your love that you gave to all things. This morning, as we gather to worship you together, stir in our hearts a deeper understanding that we are one, united by your love, and that you will not leave us alone. Mama God, it feels like our world is experiencing significant labor pains. May your uniting love bring us together to hold a candle of trust for one another and for the world, believing that during this time you are creating and recreating something beautiful. Please show us how to be a part of your ministry. We are your church, and we want to let your light shine for all the world to see. We beg of you to help us to see, to help us to trust, to help us to love, and to help us to act in the transformation of your kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body. Let us sing the song, Mother and God, You Give Me Birth. Faith, we sing the Black Book, page 2050-2050. Now, those who are in the room, please arise in spirit and or in body, so you may hum that same song. Let us sing, Mother God, Mother and God, You Gave Me Birth. Good morning, friends. This is TJ, Pastor Jinu. It's so good to have you worship God with us. Today is Mother's Day, and let me talk about hands. You know, I have kind of shorty and fatty hands I always complained about. But I see often that God uses my these hands to hold someone else's hand. So I see they may physically not most beautiful hands, but they look beautiful as I see what God is doing with my hands. And whenever I see the beautiful moment that I'm holding someone's hand, someone who is dying, someone who is going through a hard time, someone needs to feel their love and care, that I remember my mother's hand. One day I asked her to send me the picture of her hand, because she lives the other side of the world. And this is her hand. Can you see it? If I come too close to the camera, let me know. This is my mother's hand. And I remember all those moments that my mother used this beautiful hand to hold my hand. Especially when I was going through a really hard time. Really, really hard time. And our Jesus used his hand to hold others' hands as well. In the culture, in the religion, he was living. Even some regulations prohibited him from holding or touching someone, like those who had very serious contagious skin problems. Then the regulations prohibited the people from touching them. But Jesus touched them with all his heart. At school, if you see somebody, your friend, who is isolated, who is even bullied, what are you going to do with your hands? Of course, in these days with the pandemic, we have a lot of limits. But after this, you may not need to say a word. You may just hold a hand. And they may feel God's love for them. So with your that small hand, you can do something beautiful. And that's what God wants to do. And today, you can do something beautiful with your hands. Usually mothers are the ones who hold their hands. Especially, you know, mama bears, they use their hands to protect you. But today, you may hold your mother's hand. Good job. Nathan and Joshua, you hold your mother's hand and tell your mother, I love you. I love you. What do you feel, mother? Good? Yeah. Yeah. Our mothers need feel that as well. So our friend, today is Mother's Day. We celebrate this wonderful day. And then you use your that small hand to express God's love for your mothers. And when you go back to school, you may use your small hand to express your love for them and God's love for them. God loves you, and so do we. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen? Amen.
Be my God.
Our first scripture this morning comes from Isaiah 49:15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. And from 1 Corinthians 14:33b to 34, as in all the congregations of the saints, women should be silent during church meetings. It is not proper for them to speak. They should be submissive, just as the law says. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. I saw that you hesitate to say thanks be to God after I heard the second one, but I'll explain to you in a minute. As we share this good news this morning, let me show my love and my respect for our mothers in a Korean way. You know, Mother's Day, actually in Korea they have a Parents' Day, it's a one day. And the children visit their parents and say this, and do this. And our mothers, we love you and thank you so much for everything you have done for us. And we wish you may live long and long and long with us. And Mother's Day, God bless you. Would you say that? God bless you. My joints are not as smooth as before. If Jesus were a Korean, I picture he would have done this to his mother too. Why? Because he has a great respect for his mother and honored women in general. The society Jesus lived has a culture regarding girls and women as a second class. But he lived a life to honor women's dignity. In the Bible, we find Jesus' life showed his passion to liberate both men and women from the evil discrimination against women. Then why did he use the male-centered language like God's kingdom and God the Father? In order to explain this, I would like to invite you to think about the key point, the heart of Jesus' incarnation first. When I was little, I always wondered why God decided to send Jesus to the world in the body, the human body. And then I got the answer, because God loves you so much. Then God couldn't let the people know about God's love other than sending him to human life and having him die on the cross. I believe it, God could. But the people couldn't understand the divine language. So God chose to use human language. Let me tell you a story. It was a Christmas Eve. A wife asked her husband to go to church for Christmas midnight service. But he was not really active in going to church. He wanted to be kind to his wife, but it didn't make sense to him that incarnation stopped. It didn't make sense to him, and he didn't want to feel that he was a hypocrite. So he politely refused to go to church with her. So, after she left home, he was having some time sitting by the fireplace and reading the newspapers. All of a sudden, he started hearing something was hitting the windows. It was like a thudding or something. So he went out and tried to investigate, and it was snowing. Seems like the snow storming. And this group of birds, they seem to be finding a safe place. So So they try to come in the house, so they kept hitting this big window. And this husband felt great pity on them. So he tried to let them be in his huge barn, nice and warm place. "Hey, Bert, stop hitting the window. It may hurt you. Come in this way. There's a place. You can spend overnight here. Come on in. But obviously the birds couldn't understand what he was talking about. So they kept hitting the windows. So he used his breadcrumbs, trying to make the path, to kind of guide them, the bird, into the barn. But again, it didn't work. The birds kept hitting the windows. After trying all different kind of things to lead the birds into the safe place, the barn, as he saw none of them worked, at that moment, he told himself, "I wish I could speak their language." Then that moment, he heard church bell ringing, and he kneeled down. Aha. Are you following me? God decided to send Jesus in flesh like a human being. God chose to use a human language so that the people could understand God's love messages in their language. Likewise, Jesus used the male-centered language, which was the dominant language in the culture, when describing God, so that the people living in the extremely male-centered culture could understand some of the important key natures of God, like the mighty God, the powerful God, and the big God, while pagans emphasized on the fertility of God and God's message. But the world, even the church, capital C, the church, has used it to make its system male dominant and has operated with discrimination against women. The church has used even the Holy Bible to support this systematic discrimination against women. One of the examples is the use of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 and 34. Women should be silent during the church meetings. It is not proper for them to speak. They should be submissive, just as the law says. But we should understand the background of this passage. And the paragraph before this passage, gives us a hint. From verses 29, "Let two or three people prophesy, and let the others evaluate what is said. But if someone is prophesying and another person receives a revelation from the Lord, the one who is speaking must stop. In this way, all who prophesy will have a turn to speak, one after the other, so that everyone will learn and be encouraged. Remember that people who prophesy are in control of their spirit and can take turns. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the meetings of God's holy people." Then the Bible says women should be silent during the church meetings. Why? Because it was chaotic. Even though the Bible gives them this clear instruction, you take turns. God is God of order. When you're prophesying it, you need to be silent at times while others are speaking. But those false prophets, they never stopped speaking. Even while the leader was speaking, and you feel that you have the truth, And even during this worship service, for example, and the youth stands up and starts speaking and never stops. So you can imagine Tayar. Can you imagine that? You know, Suli starts speaking. And then Michael starts speaking. And bang, 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 bang. Chaotic. Unfortunately, in the context at the time, those were predominantly the women prophets. So in the context, Paul says, you, princesses, false prophet women, be quiet during the church gatherings. You should be submissive. Are you following me? Yeah? It's not women in general, but those false prophet women, you should be quiet. You must be quiet and take turn. But the church has taught women, you should be quiet anyways, in general. How dare can the church discriminate women God honors even by using God's word? We must stop it. God is a God of justice and compassion, honors both men and women equally. Even in the Bible that dominantly uses the male-centered languages, we find it shows God's mother-like nature, which is often dismissed. The passage from the book of Isaiah, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. In the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah is speaking to his people, and they are in exile. They are miles, miles away from home. And they have been crushed and broken and destroyed. They are wondering if they even have a tomorrow. And Isaiah says to them, this is what the Lord says, as a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you. Throughout the Bible, God is described as compassionate. In Hebrew, which is the original language of Hebrew scriptures, the word compassionate is raham. And the word raham, it also means womb. W-O-M-B. I never pronounce W right, so when I say womb, I mean W-O-M-B. Got it? Good. So when the Bible says God of compassion, it means God of womb-like God. Womb-like God. If we want to learn more about this, you can search in YouTube, Raphael, Numa, and She, S-H-E. You Google it, then you may find it. And the Raphael explains more about it. So God of compassion means God is womb-like God. Wouldn't this womb-like God honor girls and women's dignity? Church, let us repent. Let us repent. What does God want us to do? As God honors God's daughters, we must honor them. Stop manipulating them. Stop abusing them. And make the voice of justice to fight against any forms of discrimination against women's dignity. And put it into action. In family, at school, at work, in community, and especially in the church. We pray over and over and over again, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God's will, one of the God's will is to honor all God's children no matter what. All God's children. How are you doing with the prayer you pray in the name of the Lord? Let your will be done on earth, for you still discriminate women. You are still preoccupied by that male supremacy, superiority. Let me ask questions, all our brothers in this room. Can you tell these women sitting next to you that I'm better than you because I'm a male? If you believe so, do it now. Do it. Then if you cannot do it, then be quiet. It is time to repent, seriously. How dare we celebrate this Mother's Day and Mother, I honor you, then how you cannot honor your children's mother? Why we have to hear this terrible news about domestic violence each and every day? Why we have to hear all this systematic discrimination against the women and girls, their divinity? We are all guilty, and church is not free from it. Now it's time to repent. And repentance, again, it doesn't mean just feeling sorry about it. It is action to change the direction. We call this place a sanctuary, which means, literally means, safe place. Do we want to have sanctuary for all people? Or do we want to just call this physical space sanctuary? Our Heavenly Mom, God is calling us. This morning you've heard and learned that I am like God. I am a mama bear. You know that the mothers who have a healthy mind and heart, they will do anything and everything to protect their baby in their wombs, right? Our Heavenly Mama is a mama bear. And that womb like God wants us to be a mama bear for their children, for our children, our women, our girls, and protect them from this evil system and evil actions. Let your will be done on earth as it is on heaven. What are you doing with that prayer you say in the name of the Lord? Are you just saying it? Or are you meaning it? Are you just meaning it? Or are you living it out? May the like God be with you all. Be with you all. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. The world will know that we are Christians by our love, not just by what we are saying. They will know we are Christians by our love. Faith we sing, the black group, page 2223, 2223. They will know we are Christians by our love. Please arise in spirit and the warring body, and the people in the room, you may hum, and then please join us singing. They will know we are Christians by our love. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. It is time for offering. As God's children who experience God's grace through God's goodness, we want to respond to God's grace. So please join me in response to God's grace together. This is what God wants. God wants our love. Our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts. Our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider with a grateful heart. Amen. I'm one of your cheerful givers. How about you? You're one of your cheerful givers? But you cannot make yourself just a cheerful giver on your own. But there is the greatest way to do it. We count God's blessings that God has already given upon us. And as we count God's blessings, may God fill our hearts with a gratefulness and a thankfulness, then we can be a cheerful giver. If you see that yourself is not there yet, then please, you know, don't do the offerings. That's okay. But rather pray with me. And if you feel comfortable, let me know. And I will hold you up with my prayers, daily prayers, so that you may experience the beauty and joy of being a cheerful giver. As we cheerfully share our gifts and time and financial resources for God's ministries in and through us, we may experience that beauty of being part of God's ministries. And there are different ways, various ways that we can participate in this offering ministry. You know, you may send a check to church, 435 Central Street in Acton, Massachusetts. Also, visit our church website, saint-matthews.org, and there are various ways that you can be part of this offering ministry. Let us take a moment of silence and give thanks to God for all the blessings God has been giving upon us, giving to us, especially the blessings that God has been giving us through our mothers. And we remember the Bible passage, God's words. Even the earthly mothers may forget and be neglected in showing and expressing their love and care for various reasons. But our Heavenly Mom, God never forget us. Let us take a moment of silence and give thanks to God. And give thanks to all the blessings God has given to us through our mothers and motherly figures. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we celebrate Mother's Day, we give you thanks for all our mothers. Thanks for the mothers who have joined you in heaven and whom we miss dearly here on earth. Thank you for the mothers who are working day and night to raise their children right now. Thank you for the soon-to-be mothers who are expecting. Thanks for the mothers with their big hearts who took in others' children through adoption and foster care. Thank you for the mothers who have lost a child to death and must carry on. Thank you for the mothers who have influenced our lives in so many ways. We give thanks to you, our only God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now we pray together. Do you have any prayer requests on the paper? No? Okay. We have a prayer request on the chat. If it's the first time joining us in worship, we put our prayer request on the chat on YouTube page, and we share our prayer request together. And we, the office, will send a weekly prayer request on Tuesdays by email. If you are not on our mailing list, on email, please contact the office and let us have you on the list so that you can receive the prayer request along with the weekly news. This morning, as we share each of prayer requests, at the end, I will say, this is my prayer, and you may join me in saying, this is our prayer. Susan Lasante, dear God, I ask you to be with Anne and her family as she undergoes tests this week. Please help me be supportive and present for her and her family. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Susan Lasante, Jesus as a healer, please help me heal broken relationships and find forgiveness. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Andrea Bonar, dear God, help us find a way to change the hearts of those in our world who commit violence against others. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Harold Athura, prayer for Pauline as she undergoes a new treatment for her heart condition. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
And also please pray for Rob and Jane. You know, Rob, one of our brothers, is going through the cancer treatment. Please continue to pray for Rob and his wife, Jane. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
While I'm lighting the candles, let us take a moment of silence and pray for this prayer request. And also, if you have anyone who comes into heart and mind this morning, let us pray for that. Let us pray for those who need our prayers. Let us pray. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
This time, we are going to bless our siblings in Christ, Kevin Butler and Jim Maffey. As some of you may know, they are going to move to New Hampshire in 2 weeks. So today, we are going to send them off with our blessing. So, Susan LaSante has a message to bless them.
It's an honor and a privilege for me to stand here before you to give thanks to God for Kevin Butler and Jim McPhee and the time they have walked with us here at St. Matthew's. You may or may not know them, as they were part of our 815 worshipers community. A few years ago, I was delighted to be part of a class that Jim led and Kevin attended. I find any time I have worked with them, they bring a presence of kindness, peace, and love. More recently, I interacted a great deal with Jim when he took on the role of office administrator for 4 months. When he volunteered, I don't think he thought it would last that long, but he stuck it out until we hired OSA. As a retired Methodist pastor, he brought an understanding and depth of knowledge that had a significant impact on our faith community. You may not have been aware of his dedication and all he did to help us through with a new pastor during a pandemic. I had the pleasure of working with Jim a few times when he was our fill-in preacher. According to YouTube, 423 people have viewed Jim's message of good news. Jim, thank you for bringing your message to us and to others beyond St. Matthew's. As we work together to coordinate the worship experience, I truly appreciated your kind presence and support. Jim also brought that gift of presence to the worship committee, which he co-chaired until recently. As a member of the St. Matthew's community, even if you don't know Jim personally, you've been a recipient of his gifts. I really got to know Kevin when he and Jim volunteered to help run the streaming equipment on Sunday morning, which they're doing right now. I hope you're making me look good, Kevin. I met with them over Zoom to provide training and work very closely with Kevin to design documents and create videos that would help others learn to run the equipment. Because of Kevin's background, I think he knows way more about all of this than I do, but he has such a collaborative spirit. Working together was always delightful. Each time, his input helped make the process better. He is someone I could turn to for support and ideas. As I've worked with Kevin and Jim many times, their encouragement and support is what has allowed me to keep going. I'm deeply grateful for all they have done for St. Matthew's and also for me. Back in the beginning of the pandemic, when we had people sending in passing the peace videos, it made my day 1 week to receive 3 videos from Kevin and Jim, not just one as requested. But as I think back, it brings a smile to my face and a warmth to my heart. If you don't remember these, you can find two in our YouTube video titled Passing the Peace, March 29th, at 1 minute and 26 seconds. Kevin and Jim, may the peace of Christ be with you. I don't know if people online or people in the sanctuary can read, but these are the green peas of Christ, which I will give to you when I come back. On behalf of St. Matthew's, you both, thank you both, and may your move to New Hampshire to be near your grandchildren bring you much joy.
Peace of Christ be with you. When I think of Kevin and Jim, three words came into mind and kept coming to mind. Humble, caring, and fun. Even though it hasn't been that long since I got to know you, it's been a very fun journey with you. And I truly appreciate your caring heart that you always have shown me and many of us in humble ways. It's so sad to say goodbye to them today, but I can picture another community of faith will be blessed with their humble and caring and fun personalities and ministries. We truly bless you with all our heart. And this is a prayer show. You two don't fight over this. Share this. And as our sibling in Christ, as she needed this, we did this prayer that you'll find. And remember, we'll continue to keep you in our prayers with all our hearts. Whenever you use this prayer show, you may feel our love and also God's cradle in you. Amen. Can we invite Kevin and Jim to the front? We do no pressure. Do you want to say a word?
It's been less than 2 years since I retired and started showing up every week at 8:15 here in those days. And I was looking for a faith community where a couple of things could happen. One, I wanted a place just to be. And I wanted a place where I could go relatively unnoticed. And those things haven't exactly worked out the way I thought. We have been blessed by all of you. This is a God-filled, justice-seeking community of Jesus followers, and it's such a blessing. So thank you. Thank you for all of your kindnesses and generosity. And caring, but there are two little grandbabies that are beckoning us, And so we are headed in another direction for now. So, but thank you.
You know, all our siblings in the room and also online, would you stretch your arms? This is one of the traditional ways to express our blessing. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we give you thanks for everything you have given to us through these precious siblings in Christ. Jim and Kevin, Lord, we are going to miss them so much. But also, Lord, we feel that you are sending them up as missionaries to another community of faith and community. Lord, please continue to fully enjoy your ministries that you are going to do, continue to do in and through them, Lord. Lord, with all our heart, we give thanks and also we bless them. Keep Kevin and Jim safe and healthy. Continue to put your arms around them so that wherever they go, they will feel you. Wherever they go, they will experience your love. Wherever they go, they will let your love be experienced among so many people. We pray every single word with all our hearts in the precious name, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. This time, can we share the peace, not peace, the peace of Christ with one another, the peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. Thank you all, our worship service, for sharing your talents and time to make this hybrid service possible. You know, we started using the word worship servants instead of worship leaders. Because while the worship leader, the term, emphasized on the leading leadership, I understand. So we decided to use this term, you know, worship servant, which is focuses on serving leadership. So all our worship servants, thank you so much here. And also thank you all to join us in a worship service, you know, worshiping God together. If you'd like to know more about the community of faith at St. Matthew's, and you'd like to be part of this community, please send me an email, pastor@st-matthews.org. Please, you can find that, you know, email address, the church web address, along with the church web address in the video description, and also in the church website. So we'd like to get to know you, we'd like to get connected to you, and walk the journey with you together. And after service, we have a virtual coffee hour online. No password is needed. And you can find that link on the same place, the description part of the the YouTube page and also church website. And also for you in the room, immediately after the service, we have a fellowship hour outdoor. So please leave the place as soon as possible and get together in the church front yard, you know, keeping the distance and wearing masks. And for those who don't do computers, if you know anyone who doesn't do computer and cannot join the worship service online, and also cannot receive the prayer requests and weekly news by email, please let us know. You know, let the office know that we'll send out them by mail. You know, the hard copies of prayer requests and weekly news and bulletins, you know, by mail. So let us know. My siblings in Christ, now go in peace with assurance. Our womb-like God is Mama Bear, Heavenly Mama Bear. And also be a Mama Bear in the name of Jesus Christ. And live out of the justice Jesus taught us in your daily life. Go in peace. God loves you, so do we. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body. Let us bless each other through the song, the blessing song together.
Thank you.